An exhibit that showcases artwork celebrating women of color is on display at the Kansas African American Museum. KMUW's Carla Eccles got an inside view at a reception of the exhibit.
The array of creations ranges from oil and acrylic paintings to photography and sculptures. Museum curator Paris Cunningham put the exhibit together. I asked her to show me her work on display. It's a painting of a black woman floating on her back, drifting away from the city.
To kind of survive in the world, I think the term we always say is, I'm staying afloat, you know, trying to keep afloat. And a lot of times that goes hand in hand with both our mental health as black women and both with our self-perception and the way we see ourselves and the way we identify ourselves.
She says her goal is to remind women to relax. The exhibit features art by 16 women of color. It's called Shades of Strength and Beauty and includes work by developing and established artists. Veteran artist Ferline Mahomes created life-size 3D pieces depicting Maya Angelou and Harriet Tubman. The details on Tubman's portrait are amazing.
Her hair looks like cut. How did you go about making it look so real?
Usually when you use oil paints, you can get a little bit of texture, or a lot, really, of texture when you're using the oil paints versus the acrylic paints. So that's what I like about that. You know, you can just dab your brush into it and dab it on the canvas and create texture in your painting.
Mahomes also created a portrait of Wichitan Olitha Faust Goodoe, the only black female Kansas senator.
I wanted to paint this picture in honor of her, all the service that she's given us.
Pride in Mexican culture was on the mind of artist Jocelyn Lechuga.
The bottom left piece is of Thalia. She's a very famous Mexican musician and singer.
Lechuga is originally from California, where she says Mexican art gets lots of exposure. She's been in Wichita for a year and wants to increase that exposure in this community.
Also, for any other young Mexican children, that they can also create things and be well known in the Midwest.
Kennedy Hope is one of the high schoolers with pieces in the exhibit. Her artwork focuses on natural hair.
Because there's a lot of people that struggle with hair, and it's a good reminder for black women and black girls everywhere to know that they are beautiful.
One piece is called Butterflies.
It's, you know, black afro with glitter and some pop-out butterflies on the hair. It's like the Mother Nature natural, because it's her natural hairstyle and texture, and also the color of the galaxy, because it's like her whole world.
Her younger sister, Kaylee Hope, says her drawings help her interpret her feelings. She says a black woman on her artwork wearing a mask with a big X on it was during a time she was feeling really silenced.
I started out sketching, and it really helped me control like my emotions that I had. And then I was able to take it from being stuff like angry and upset to better things.
Personal therapy with a stroke of a pen or brush. Crystal Bradley chose photography for her medium, featuring photos of dark-skinned model Betty Amend. In one photo, the model is facing the camera with her eyes closed. In another, she's facing away.
And it's really about how we think about the beauty and the strength of black women. And so as people are continuing to support the Black Lives Matter movement and My Black is Beautiful and other things like that, I just wanted to make it to be where it's like more of an everyday thing where we respect people every day.
I think it's a really wonderful exhibit.
Curator Paris Cunningham.
Just to kind of take a break from everything going on outside, to experience something beautiful, something soft, something kind, and also something very thoughtful from local artists.
Shades of Strength and Beauty runs through Saturday. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.